need a passport to get into Mexico and Canada?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I really know. I seriously thought, like, it's all the same. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tanya, please?
This is.
Hey, Tanya, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, I'm good.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. I was worried about you.
Okay. Who are you again?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. There's three of us on the phone right now. There's me, there's Brooke.
Hey, how you doing?
Jose.
Hey.
Okay, hi, everyone.
Hi, Tanya. And we have been so worried about you.
Why?
Well, because you missed a flight recently, and that's a big thing we do on our show. We have, like, a segment where it's like, did you miss your flight recently?
No.
We track people down and try to figure out why they missed their flight. It's kind of crazy.
So
we're a kooky morning show.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So you were supposed to take a flight recently with a dude named Patrick to Mexico, and you just didn't show up.
How do you know that?
Know everything.
Just
and
me.
Also, he emailed us.
Yeah, there you go.
Patrick told us about your first date and said that you guys had planned a trip to Mexico for the next weekend, but you left him at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And that's a lot. Like, the whole story is pretty crazy. So maybe you were just feeling overwhelmed and you didn't know how to tell him. That's what I'm hoping for.
It just was just a really weird thing that happened with the airport. And it was just really weird.
You're on the no-fly list.
She got detained.
It's kind of really embarrassing. A mistake, and I just kind of leave it at that.
You peed your pants in the security line because you were scared.
What? Where do you come up with
that? That happens to me all the time.
That is so.
It
weird.
Is embarrassing, but it's okay.
I believe that.
No, that's not. That's not it.
He asked you to go through the security machine and you took off your clothes and asked for a strip search instead.
No. Stop guessing.
It can be embarrassing, but I've done it too.
No. It's just, listen, it's 100% me. It had nothing to do with Patrick at all.
But really? What could be so embarrassing that you spend this amazing date with someone, agree to go on a long weekend to Mexico.
Oh my God.
And then ditch out of it all and like leave him high and dry.
It just... I went to the airport. I was very excited to go on this trip. And
you did?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I went to the airport. I went and I checked in, had my stuff ready to go, and they asked for my passport. And I said, why? I mean, I have, you know, my driver's license. And they're like, no, you need a passport. And I was like, why? I'm just going to Mexico. And they're like, yeah, you need a passport. Oh. And I truly had no idea that you need a passport to get into Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I really know. I seriously thought, like, it's all the same continent. Like,
welcome to the last 15 years of the world.
Oh, no.
So you forgot your passport.
No, I didn't forget it. I don't have one. I don't travel a lot. I didn't know. I seriously did not know. And I was mortified standing there. And I don't have a passport. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to tell Patrick that, like, how absolutely idiotic I felt.
I do know how you can tell him, Tanya. I really do know how you can tell him.
How? Now?